Hey, Lee, this is Brian, a.k.a. Ally Mac from the Massively Portable Podcast, and I just wanted to call and give a Merry Christmas to all of your listeners and all of my listeners, my family and friends, your family and friends, and everybody else out there. And folks, you are listening to the Christmas Stocking, Lee Cameron.
That's the Christmas Stocking. Thanks, Brian. That's the danger of using phones, isn't it? Brian used the Call Me widget at mychristmasstocking.net to introduce the show, and I'll tell you how you can do the same thing. Last year in the comments for episode 55, Fruitcake, Koozie Boss suggested we do a show on a tradition in many households that started on New York City TV and spread throughout the country. It's the Yule Log, or as I like to call it, the WPIX Yule Log. As traditions go, the Yule Log isn't particularly old. It's not even as old as a Charlie Brown Christmas, but it's one of the weirder ones. Uniquely modern, I guess you could say. If you haven't seen the television Yule Log, it's a very simple concept. It's a Yule Log on TV. Bam, that was easy. Okay, now I suppose I need to explain a Yule Log and where it came from. Okay. A Yule Log is usually a really large log, and it's made of really hard wood so that it'll take a long time to burn. It was originally, and is still, mostly a European tradition at Christmas time. It could be burned in the fireplace on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Twelfth Night, or just the winter solstice. Even all of the 12 days of Christmas. There are various names for it, but most are close to a Yule Log. Back in the day, maybe as far back as the 6th or 7th centuries, an entire tree was cut down and brought into the house. It was a big to-do, and the reason a whole tree was used was to make things as warm as possible for as long as possible. Often, the base of the trunk, which is the largest part of the tree, would go into the hearth, with the rest of the tree sticking out into the room. It wasn't a Christmas tradition originally. It may not have been religious at all. It seems Great Britain found the tradition in the 1600s and they attached it to Christmas. They added the tradition that the fire would be started by a piece of the previous year's Christmas log. It was seen as a good luck charm and a protector. The tradition waned in the late 19th and early 20th century, partly because there were fewer open hearths. There's a lot more to Yule logs, but you get the idea for now. Now to the TV one. The way I originally heard it was WPIX had nothing to run on TV Christmas Eve and morning. They figured no one would be watching, so they didn't want to burn a play of one of the many reruns they ran or a movie, since they could only run them so many times before they had to pay again. So someone shot a fireplace for a few minutes and they threw it on TV and called it the Yule Log. That's what I heard. That's not the official story, of course. Fred Thrower was the president and CEO of WPIX in 1966. He was inspired by a Coke commercial the year before, which showed an animated Santa at the fireplace. He thought about New York with all the high-rises and without so many fireplaces, and decided that this would be a gift for them, a virtual fireplace, and station employees would get the morning off to be with their families. Since they had a news show, that was quite a few people. It didn't hurt that Saturday night was usually college basketball night, but there were no games because it was Christmas Eve. The original Yule Log was filmed at Gracie Mansion, where the mayor of New York lived. I think they used 17 seconds and looped it for a 3-hour show that was repeated throughout Christmas Eve and morning. The program director picked music to play, mostly easy listening like Percy Faith, who opens and closes the show with Joy to the World, Nat King Cole, Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops, Mantovani, and the Raycon F Singers, among others. To make it look good on TV, they removed the fire grate and a stray spark flew out onto the antique rug lying nearby. That cost them $4,000. Add to that the $4,000 advertising they canceled on Christmas Eve, and it wasn't exactly a free show. And they preempted the roller derby on Christmas Eve. Can you believe that? Not only did the WPIX Yule Log get huge ratings, it was also a critical success. And the exact show was rerun. It was WPIX, after all, for 23 years, starting in 1967. Well, not exactly exact. By 1969, the original film was looking pretty ragged since it played so many times each year, and people started noticing that the 17-second loop looked pretty fake. So they asked the mayor to let them film another loop. His office said no. Maybe they had a long memory of the burnt antique rug. So they went to California. Yep, California, and on a hot August day, filmed on better film, it was 35mm instead of the original 16mm, for a longer time. They got about 6 minutes of footage this time that they looped and ran for 21 years, sometimes on Christmas Eve, sometimes on Christmas Day, sometimes both. Not to mention other TV versions. WDCW in Washington, D.C. filmed a log at Colonial Williamsburg. There have been many VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray versions as well. None of those, however, are the WPIX version. And then, in 1990, the general manager at the time noticed that they were losing a lot of money putting on a show without commercial interruption. So he canceled it. It was unfortunate timing since there was a scene of someone watching the Yule log in the movie Metropolitan, which came out that year. WPIX was inundated with protest letters, but it didn't matter. No Yule log. For a very long time. They threw one up on the internet starting in 1997, and in March of 2000, a New Jersey fan created a site called Bring Back the Log, and petitioned management to put it back on TV. It took a while, but in 2001, they put it back on. Partly because management felt people needed comfort food in the wake of the attacks of 9/11. That was a good move. They were right. It got huge ratings and has been on in New York ever since. By the way, they digitally remastered the 1970 film. The original was found in a honeymooner's can in the WPIX film archives in Fort Lee, New Jersey. I was surprised in 2003 to find the Yule log on Channel 5 in Los Angeles. WPIX parent Tribune put it on other stations they owned around the U.S., in high def no less. It went truly national in 2004 on Tribune flagship WGN-TV and WGN America, although they didn't broadcast it in 2010. It's also been on the Gospel Music Channel. This year it'll be on Tribune's digital sub-channel, Antenna TV, which not every cable system carries, but if you have digital over-the-air TV, you should be able to pick it up. I'm guessing they'll have a long broadcast while the local stations run shorter versions, but you know, that may not be true everywhere. I know we don't have it in LA this year, 2011. I'm not sure how it's been in the last 10 years or so around the country, including New York, but here they usually run the audio from the local Christmas radio station. Of course, now you can get the Yule log on demand on cable and satellite. You can download the podcast on your iDevice or TV now, and there's a YouTube version. Again, though, don't buy it on DVD. It's just not the real thing. Hey, do you hear what I hear? Yeah, it's Lisa McClowery in the Christmas Stocking.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? Oh, a star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Oh, a song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. He will bring us goodness and light. Oh, he will bring us goodness and light. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? Oh, a child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. Oh, the child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. Oh, he will bring us goodness and light.
name is Lisa McClowery. She's from Chicago. And the song, of course, is Do You Hear What I Hear in the Christmas Stocking. If you want to get any of the music you hear in the Christmas Stocking, just go to mychristmasstocking.net. We're on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. Hello, Jeff in Port Townsend, Washington. Hello, Gary in Santa Rosa, California. Hi to some early adopters on our Google Plus page. Hello, Michael in Smyrna, Georgia. I hope I pronounced your name right. I hope it's not Mikkel. If it is, hi, Mikkel. Hi, Amanda in Arkansas. Go to plus.google.com and search for the Christmas Stocking. If I get time and figure it out, we'll do a hangout. Oh, and thanks for the support, Linda Taylor, _MJFan at twitter.com, @XmasStocking. MyChristmasStocking.net has a lot of the episodes and a handy player in front, and lots of ways to get in touch with me, including email, ways to get on our Facebook and Twitter page, and, of course, the Call Me widget, which Brian used to introduce the show. It's easy. You just go to MyChristmasStocking.net, you click where it says Call Me, enter your phone number, you get in touch with my voicemail, and you can introduce the show, or you can just wish Merry Christmas, or share a Christmas memory, or a Christmas tradition that you think people might be interested in. Paul in the UK, thank you for your generous gift of the Christmas Stocking. I seriously can't believe it. Go to mychristmasstocking.net and click on Contribute at the top if you'd like to give. I'm Lee Cameron. Well, last time I focused on caroling in the Christmas Stocking. Next time I hope to look at the origins of a carol or two.